Folks, here is a question. What's the one thing you've never told anyone? People just like you share secrets just like that in a podcast called The Secret Room. If you're a true story fan, and of course you are because you listen to Risk, and you can't get enough of people's most intimate dreams and desires and shame, you will love The Secret Room. Like Mila's deathbed confession that her daughter's absent father is a movie star, or Jen's secret love affair with a man on death row, or the way Joey falls in erotic love with inanimate objects. People all around you carry the most amazing secrets, and you're invited to The Secret Room for a front row seat to spectacular stories that'll touch you, jar you, and amaze you. Now, right here in our podcast feed today, we are presenting a special treat, a sample episode of The Secret Room. Check it out. It's what's next. You're about to hear an episode called The Sugar Rush. I think there's a sugar daddy kind of situation going on in here. So enjoy this extra little special treat today. And then, if you want to hear more, be sure to search for The Secret Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your secret?
When I was younger, I was just starting to play with makeup. One of my favorite colors to use was dark red. I loved deep reds. And of course, I was like 14, 15, and I used to get in trouble for it all the time. So my mother would constantly confiscate these lipsticks from me. And of course, every time I lost one to my strict mother, I would just go to my grandmother and tell her, hey, mommy stole my lipstick. Can we go get another one?
My grandmother liked to take me to like Macy's, Boston store, to like the Estee Lauder counter or like the Pomet makeup counter, get my MAC lipstick. And then my mom would always be like, where are these coming from? I'd just go out and buy another one.
And to this day, it's my favorite color.
Today's show contains descriptions of adult situations. Please decide if this is the right time to listen.
I just wasn't sure what would happen, but I was willing to find out.
Today, a story about a woman who dives into a murky world to help make ends meet.
I could have made a career out of serial dating.
And at first, things seemed pretty straightforward.
He gave me another $600. And I drove down, and I think I was there for 3 hours.
Although with a few twists.
He had certain expectations for my hygiene when I would meet him.
And certain rewards.
I mean, that was the most money I'd been handed in cash in my whole life.
But what happened next took her by complete surprise.
He should have told me. I mean, I was very confused.
Well, it must have been devastating.
And then I'm just waiting. My heart is pounding.
Today, The Secret Room presents Sugar Rush.
Hi, Ben. My name is Erilyn, and I have a secret story about a relationship I had with a sugar daddy. I could never have predicted how it would start, where it would go, and how it would end. I'm left with an emotional story, which was an important part of my life that I can never share with anyone. I don't think many of my friends would believe it anyway.
I'm Ben Hamm. Hi, Erilyn. Welcome to The Secret Room.
Hi, Ben.
Thank you so much for writing in with your story. It's very interesting. And it's about a sugar daddy relationship you found yourself in, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So we're going to hear all about that in all its detail. But I think that to understand the story well, we need to have some context and understand what your life was like before you met your sugar daddy. So could you take us back there and tell us what was going on?
Basically, my life had gone through just a huge amount of change in a very short amount of time. In college, I decided to become a nurse, but the programs are pretty competitive, so I ended up waiting 4 years just to get in. And in that time, I was in a relationship and I had a daughter. And when she was 2 years old, that relationship ended.
and I pretty quickly started dating someone else. And I unexpectedly got pregnant again with my second daughter. When he found out that we were having a baby, that was basically the last time that I spoke to him for my entire pregnancy. So I was going through this pregnancy alone, and I had also just started my very first job as an RN in a hospital. So I knew that I would be able to support myself because I was making good money, and I already knew how much I loved my first daughter. So I was going to go at it alone. But I ended up having some pretty severe complications with my second pregnancy. My daughter was born prematurely and with a couple other medical problems going on. She ended up being in the NICU for a total of 8 months. And in that time, her dad did come back around when she was 2 months old. When he and I got back together, my very best friend of 10 years disowned me. She didn't think that I should be with him, and she completely cut me out of her life.
Gosh.
For the first 8 months of our relationship, he and I were actually very happy. He did everything he needed to do to learn to take care of our baby. We actually had to do intense hospital training just to be able to bring her home. I knew that when she came home, she was going to need 24-hour nursing care. So I ultimately decided that I would have to quit my nursing job, at least for maybe the first few years of her life, so that I could focus on taking care of her. And that was pretty hard for me because I'd worked so long and so hard to get to that point where I was working in a hospital and totally supporting myself independently. But I knew that that's what she needed, and I was willing to do that.
Well, that's a tremendous sacrifice, but you did it for your daughter. It was something you had to do. But you find yourself in a particularly difficult situation because you're a single mom now without a job.
Yeah.
How did you make that work?
The state that I live in will actually pay a parent to be a caregiver for a child. And it was a pay cut, but I figured, you know, it would only be for a while. We'd get through it. So I decided that, you know, I could do it.
And so how did things go?
Well, when she first came home, things were great, but ultimately, my relationship with her father did not work out. Things got pretty toxic, and let's just make a long story short and say it ended with a police call and a restraining order. So that was the end of that. So now I find myself a single mom of two kids, one daughter who's extremely medically fragile. My home has become a hospital. My best friend of 10 years disowned me, and I was grieving from like this very abusive relationship that I'd been in. I mean, I really didn't even recognize my life. Like, it had just changed so quickly and so unexpectedly.
You're probably like, how on earth did I get here?
Yeah, I was.
Such a change.
It was.
So now you find yourself very isolated. You're living at home with your special needs kid, who you love.
Yes, very much.
But you've got to find a way to provide for her. Your income is lower than you're accustomed to, and you don't have any support whatsoever.
Financially, no. I was completely on my own. I never received child support. But because I had been working as a nurse for a year before I quit, I had managed to save quite a bit of money. So I'd say for the first 2 years, we did fine. I was able to pay my bills, and, you know, it wasn't really a problem because I had so much money saved up. But things with my daughter, it turned out that she was probably going to need care for a lot longer than we initially planned. So I did find myself in a position where I kind of took a look at my finances, and I realized, you know, unless I came up with some second income, we were going to be looking at a pretty major lifestyle change, which struggled to support myself for, you know, all through my 20s. And
I had gotten a taste of like this sweet life where I was making a lot of money, and I was just not really looking forward to having to go back to that, especially, you know, with two kids to look out for now.
Sure. And while you're at home, did you have any support in the house from family?
Some. My mom would help me out with the kids, but my second daughter, her needs were so medical that I didn't really have a lot of people that knew how to do it, or I was already a nurse and I had to train to learn how to care for her. So,
okay, I understand.
So I had a little help from family, and my older daughter, her dad was very supportive and involved in her life. So I did have help here and there, but it was definitely all me in providing for the day-to-day care of the household, as well as the finances.
And so then after a year, the money's getting a little tighter, your savings are starting to dwindle, and you're realizing that, you know, the need for funds to continue to care for your daughter is not ending anytime soon.
Right.
You've got to find another source of income.
Yes, but there was no way that I could work outside the home. You know, there just wasn't a way that I would be able to get consistent childcare. So I had come across an article in a magazine about a woman, and she wrote about how she made $5,000 like a month being a sugar baby.
Okay. What is a sugar baby?
A sugar baby is typically a woman who spends time and gives companionship to usually older, wealthy men. What goes on between them is kind of variable from relationship to relationship.
Okay. So that's something you would negotiate at the beginning of the agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you read this idea in this article and you saw how much money the author had proclaimed to make, this seemed like a way for you to close your funding gap with a certain amount of ease, not a lot of time commitment, right?
Yeah, it did. It appealed to me. Yeah.
What was your thought process at that point? Was it like an immediate, this is the answer I've been looking for? Or were you like, well, you know, think about this a little bit?
There was definitely a period of consideration.
Okay.
I'd actually thought about it for a while, and it kept being like one of those things like, am I really going to go for it? Am I going to try this? And eventually I just went on the site and I made a profile.
Okay.
And decided to see what would happen.
All right. So you went online. I imagine there are a number of sites that cater to this particular niche, but you found one you liked. How did you happen to settle on the one that you chose?
I used the same site that the woman in the magazine article had mentioned. I'd say that it's probably the main site that's used for this.
Okay. So you went for the brand name in the category?
Yes.
Were you nervous setting up your profile?
I wasn't really nervous. At that point, I was feeling pretty good about it. I was just like, you know, I'll see where this goes. And, you know, I don't have to do anything if it turns out that, you know, I don't like it. So I was pretty looking forward to it at that point, I'd say.
Okay. And also, please tell me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you've been in the house a lot without a lot of social interaction. You know, was there a component of this too? Like, it's going to help me get out and meet people?
Definitely. There was very little time in my life for going out to nice dinners or anything like that. I thought, you know, maybe I'd meet someone really interesting, and I just wasn't sure what would happen, but I was willing to find out.
Okay. So this could check a few boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could give you an extra income. It would be fairly easy lift in terms of your time commitment. And you could have some fun doing it too, and maybe meet some interesting people. So great. So tell me what kind of information they ask for you to put in your profile. And did you include, you know, face pictures, for example?
Well, for the most part, it really is like any dating site. You know, name, you know, or at least what you're calling yourself, age, what you're looking for, your interests, hobbies. But then there are a couple specialty questions on there. Like, they include the income of the men on the site. Some men can opt not to put it up there, but most of them do. And then, of course, it's up to you to decide if they're telling the truth or not. And then you can also type in like what you're looking for.
like whether you want something long term or something more casual. And I'd heard that there was a place where you could specify the exact amount per month you want, but I never found that feature on there. And so that wasn't included in my profile.
So Erilyn, I'm interested in what information you put down. Did you say you were looking for something casual, for something long term?
I said that I was looking for a monogamous relationship. I had heard of other sugar babies who like to date as many as they can and just make as much as they can. But for me, I decided I just wanted one person. So I specified that and I told a little about my situation. I think most men on the site, they like knowing their money is going for a good cause, like college or something. So I was upfront about the fact that I was a single mother and that I was home caregiving to my second child and that I was just looking to help support my family.
So I just want to get the next question out of the way, and forgive me if it is somewhat inelegant, but is this prostitution?
From a legal perspective, it's not. The money received is considered gifts. I personally didn't get too caught up in whether or not it is or isn't. I think that's how you look at it. Some people will say it's prostitution. Some people will say it's completely different. I just thought of it as, you know, two people agreeing to benefit each other, where each person gets something that they want out of it.
Okay. And I mean, that's clear. Would you consider it a form of sex work?
You know, I actually did kind of think of myself as a sex worker because I did take this on. Kind of my thought the whole time was that I would treat this like a second job.
Yeah, okay. So you've hung your shingle on the internet.
Yes, I did.
Erilyn is a sugar baby in search of a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Let the applications come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how quickly after you posted did you start getting inquiries from men? We'll learn about the sugar daddy trade after the break. And ahead, Erilyn could never have predicted the impact a man would have on her life. Hey everyone, this is our first show of the year, and it's a time when many of us are focusing on New Year's resolutions and how to make our lives better, right? Well, if you want to keep your head clear and feel your best, allow me to recommend a product that I use. It's called Feels CBD. Feels is a premium CBD, and it can help with stress, anxiety, and pain. And thanks to our partnership with Feels, we have got a special offer for Secret Room listeners. And I won't keep you in suspense, because the offer is that good. It's 40% off your first 3 months with free shipping. I'm not kidding. CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. There's no hangover or addiction. You just place a few drops under your tongue and let it go to work. It helped me with anxiety and sleeplessness, and it can help you too. Feels is a class act. They adhere to the highest quality production standards, so you get a quality product that works. You can check out their process on their website, and their customer service is great too. And if you're new to CBD, they will even help you figure out your perfect dose. Just give them a call on their free CBD hotline. I did, and they were so helpful. And you can make self-care easy and save money by joining their monthly membership program, which you are free to pause or cancel whenever. Start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/secret, and you'll get 40% off your first 3 months with free shipping. That's feals.com/secret to become a member and get 40% automatically taken off your first 3 months with free shipping. Check the show notes.
I have a ton of super thick hair. It can be unruly, heavy, and hard to style. It's unique to me, just like your hair is unique to you. Sometimes shopping off the shelf isn't enough. I need something custom just for my hair, and you need something custom for yours too. And you're in luck. Pros is offering Secret Room listeners 15% off their first order. Pros isn't like other hair care products. They are a carbon neutral certified B Corp, which I love, and they are a leader in sustainably sourced and cruelty-free products. I can rest easy knowing they support my personal goal to treat the planet well. When you go to their website, Pros starts you off with an in-depth consultation. They ask you about your hair, but they also ask you things I didn't expect, like where I live, my eating habits, and other factors that I now know impact my hair. I was blown away at the detail. And then they analyzed all that information and mailed off my products right away. Let me tell you, I was immediately impressed. I usually use a straightener to smooth out my hair when I'm wearing it down. Now, seriously, I can run a brush through it and it's smooth and ready to go. I am over the moon. It makes my life so much easier in the morning. Pros is a healthy hair regime with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/secret. That's PROSE.com/secret for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
We're back with Erilyn, and she's about to tell us what happened after she posted her profile on a sugar daddy site.
I got a lot of responses within a couple hours. I had received some messages.
I would imagine that some of them would not be legitimate. They're just people trolling. Was it easy to be able to separate the real offers from the fakes?
I have a pretty good intuition about that sort of thing, and I did kind of go with what I thought sounded good. I did not try to respond to everyone. I just would respond back to the people who seemed like someone I could connect with. But there was a lot of fielding through offers that I thought were pretty direct and took me by surprise, I guess you could say.
Tell me one that caught you by surprise.
Most of the men were very polite, like, oh, I saw your picture, you seem interesting. But others were more like, here's this amount if you want to meet me tonight and do this. And that wasn't what I was there for.
Right. Yeah, you're looking for, even though there is money exchanging hands, you're looking for, you know, some kind of a connection, right?
Yeah.
This is somebody you want to have a monogamous relationship with that will span a certain amount of time. And so you've got to get along.
Exactly.
Were you concerned at all that friends or family or former coworkers might stumble across your page and recognize you?
I did think about that I might be seen on there, but I figured anyone who saw me on there was also on there, you know?
Mutually assured destruction.
Yeah.
Right. All right. You must have gone out with a few people before you found your match.
Oh, yes.
Tell me about the first person that you elected to meet in person.
He was a nice older man who lived pretty close to the town that I live in. And I agreed to meet and have dinner with him. When we met, he was like a really nice person and I enjoyed our dinner. And I have to say, I'm not a very aggressive person when it goes for being direct about something that I want. That just doesn't come naturally to me. And so I think as a sugar baby, my biggest hindrance was that I just didn't know how to talk about money.
That's interesting. Did you find that with most men that it was the onus was on you, the sugar baby, to kind of set the terms of what you wanted? Or did you find that the men typically took the lead to say, this is what I want, here's what I'm offering?
No, they didn't. I had this image in my head of what the expectations were, and I figured they were the same for everyone, and they just weren't. And I had a really hard time feeling comfortable telling them exactly what I wanted because it's uncomfortable to, I guess, to name a price. It's intimidating and, you know, you don't want to ask for too little. You don't want to sound like you're asking for too much.
It's awkward. I can only imagine, particularly since you didn't have any experience in this particular arena.
Right.
Well, what happened on that first date? Did he give you money?
Usually the first date is what they call like a meet and greet. The expectation is not for any money to exchange hands. It's just to get to know each other. And some men will bring a gift, I've heard, on that very first date. But I have to say, I did not experience that in my experience. But, you know, they did all pay for dinner. And I met up with this first guy. I'd say we met probably 6 or 7 times over the course of the next few months. You know, I did end up spending time with him at his house, but it wasn't the
the relationship, or it wasn't the situation that I was looking for long term. He would help me out pretty much every time we met. He would give me something, but it just financially, it was not the situation that I'd been hoping for, which was, you know, something with a higher earning potential, I guess you could say.
This was the very first man you met. You ended up seeing him 6 or 7 times. So you thought something might be there, but it just wasn't making enough money for you.
Yeah, but it was still something. So when I had nothing else going on, if he wanted to spend time together, I knew, you know, that was $200 that I would have for something.
Okay.
But at that time, I was still on the site. Like, he and I weren't exclusive, I guess. At that time, I was still, I guess, taking applications. Because mm-hmm. I did end up going on several dates. And there was one man who wanted to own me. He was messaging me constantly. He wanted like an S&M style relationship. And I was open-minded about it at first. Like, I was just kind of letting it go to see how it would play out. And I was thinking, like, we can have a sub-dom relationship if the price is right. He wanted to own me for $200 to $400 a month. And
that wasn't going to cut it.
No. That's just kind of when I realized, like, do I have the completely wrong image in my head of what this is supposed to be like? I was picturing a couple $1,000 a month and going to nice hotels and fancy restaurants. And a lot of it to me just seemed like they wanted a booty call and they were willing to give you a couple $100 at the end. And that was just really discouraging for me. So I did keep pressing on for a while, just hoping to find something more what I was looking for. And I mean, probably about 6 months into it, I just